For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the news on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra. This bulletin is also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, affiliates across the country and around the world at myjoyonline.com. Coming up, water supply to parts of Accra at risk as Ghana Water Company warns of growing threats of human activities to Dainsu River and Wager Dam.
Water is used for industrial activities, commercial activities, and domestic activities. And if you are unable to get enough water for such activities, we are definitely going to go beyond longer distances to get fresh water.
More from the Ghana Water Company as Water Day is marked today across the country. Meanwhile, Minister of Lands and Natural Resources Emmanuel Amakufo-Buwa has justified the deployment of river gas to protect the country's water bodies from illegal mining, insisting it is not a job for the boys.
The whole focus is to train these guys to be in a position to monitor and to collaborate with the Navy. What we are doing is better than just not trying them.
Also in the news this afternoon, former Deputy Attorney General Alfred Tuyayabua urges establishment of separate investigative unit under the Attorney General's office to handle high-profile cases following new arrests made in the Ahmed Swali murder case.
Crack investigators who report directly to the Attorney General so the Attorney General can control when it comes to the investigation into various cases.
My name is Daryl Kwal. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Water supply to parts of Accra is at risk as Ghana Water Company Limited is raising concerns about the deteriorating state of the Dainsu River, warning that human activities beyond illegal mining are severely polluting the water body and threatening the Wager Dam. Speaking during a tour of the Wager Water Treatment Plant in Accra to mark World Water Day, which falls today, Engineer Emmanuel Johnson, Regional Chief Manager of Accra West at the Ghana Water Company, cautioned that while illegal mining is widely known as a major threat to Ghana's water bodies, other harmful human activities are equally contributing to the degradation of fresh water sources.
We hear of illegal mining, galamse, almost daily in Ghana. And so one is tempted to think that that is about the only challenge plaguing our water bodies. We would like to highlight that apart from galamse, there are other human activities equally harmful to our fresh water bodies. These include sand winning in water rivers, discharging of effluent into water bodies, unorthodox fishing methods and related activities. The Dainsu River, which houses the Wager Dam to enable us to abstract water for treatment, is one of the rivers in Ghana that suffers this serious pollution from other human activities aside galamsey.
Engineer Manuel Johnson also warned that Ghana loses 51% of treated water due to leaks, burst pipes and illegal connections, worsening supply challenges.
We are losing water through leakages, pipe bursts, and also through illegal use of the water. And so around 51% nationwide. That's when you aggregate all the production centers and the amount of water they produce and what we distribute to the general public and collect revenue for, then it means that we collect revenue for 41% of the water that we produce. If all these things, galamse and the wrong practices, wrong use of water or activities around the water bodies are kept, then we can conserve our water for future use. Other than that, we reach a point in time we will not have enough water to treat, but we have a demanding population. The population is growing, and population growth comes with a lot of water usage. Water is used for industrial activities, commercial activities, and domestic activities. And if you are unable to get enough water for such activities, we are definitely going to go beyond longer distances to get fresh water.
You have the engineer Emmanuel Johnson, original chief manager of Accra West at the Ghana Water Company Limited, speaking about fresh water supply. Meanwhile, on World Water Day, Minister of Lands and Natural Resources Emmanuel Amakufo-Buwa has justified the deployment of river gas to protect the country's water bodies from illegal mining, insisting it is not a job for the boys. He spoke on Newsfile.
The whole focus is to train these guys to be in a position to monitor and to collaborate with the Navy. They're supervisors.
So what are they going to be doing?
They will be the ears and the first responders.
Spies.
More or less. Of this. So that right rapid response by the Navy in all these bases will take place.
Guess they are not going to be involved in attempting to arrest or anything like that.
They don't have that power.
Okay.
In their training, we told them they are not soldiers. But they are more like security officers. They are first responders. And guess what? They are also being grouped from the where the river bodies are polluted.
The community.
And they come from the community. Every morning, they are dealing with all these young people who are engaging in the wrong thing. This psychological idea that our friends are protecting the river bodies and they have the capacity to make sure the Navy is here in 2 minutes when things happen. It's critical. These are all part of it.
Have you dealt with the possibility of compromise of these people as well? Because even if the army, the security, we are told, get compromised when they get to these places, how much more people that may not earn so much?
Now, everything you said is true. But what we are doing is better than just not trying them.
Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Emmanuel Makufu-Bua there. Turning to other news, former Deputy Attorney General Afetio Ayobua is calling for a thorough investigation into the murder of investigative journalist Ahmed Swale following the arrest of a suspect in the case. The suspect, Daniel Usukuranteng, was remanded in custody by the Medina District Court this week and is set to reappear on the 1st of April. Ayobua insists the authorities must intensify their probe to ensure justice is served.
It's so easy for you to put someone before court, but very difficult to prove a case against an accused person. You know, as a former prosecutor, I know that the standard required of you is to prove the guilt of an accused person beyond reasonable doubt. And so if you're not very sure when it comes to murder, committal proceedings, I mean, at district magistrate court, you can be going there, but after the committal proceedings, that's where the game starts, at the high court. So I'm just waiting. That's what I'm saying. I'm just praying that they can do the committal proceedings well, the accused person or the accused person committed to stand right in the high court, they will look at the bill of indictment. If they have enough evidence, I mean, we should all support the police and the Attorney General's office to prosecute this gentleman if he actually did cause the death of Ahmed Swale. So in case like this, I expect that the police should not rest for now. They must comb further. For you may know, there will be other people behind this dastardly act. Mm. And so if they are prosecuting, I commend them for initiating it, but they must not rest and they must not be doing armchair investigations in this particular matter.
Well, the former Deputy Attorney General, while noting the swift arrest under the new Inspector General of Police, is urging the establishment of a separate investigative unit under the Attorney General's office to handle such high-profile cases.
It's a bit surprising, Samson. And my worry is the Attorney General's office relies on the investigation conducted by state agencies, police, CID, Yoku, and the rest. And so sometimes you may sit in the ministry, write letters to the police, asking them to do further investigations. And because the police CID is not under the AG directly, but reports to the Interior Ministry, even if they don't respond within time, you cannot do all that, man. You'll tell you we are working on it. So I'm looking at a system where one day we will have the Attorney General's office having its own investigators, crack investigators, who report directly to the Attorney General so the Attorney General can control when it comes to the investigation into various cases.
You heard former Deputy Attorney General Alfred Chayebwa speak on Newsfile today. Now to one of our big impact stories this week, and Health Facilities Regulatory Agency, HEFRA, is raising red flags over Tafo Government Hospital now operating far beyond its licensed capacity as a primary facility. This follows Joy News' Sick Hospital's expose, which showed patients fighting for space and dignity. HEFRA's full assessment of the hospital is expected to be made public soon, but initial findings point to a system under pressure with serious risks to patient care. We hear from HEFRA PRO Christopher Aram Nuhuhu, but first here are excerpts of the story by Nana Bwachiadom.
The corridors of the Tafo Government Hospital in the old Tafo municipality are narrow and crowded, with patients, relatives and medical staff jostling for space. As you step into the hospital, the sounds of desperation fill the air. Patients struggling for space, some on makeshift beds, others forced to sit or stand waiting for attention from the overworked medical staff.
It's really sad because when we come and the place is choked like that, we find it so difficult to work.
The hospital's congestion is not a new phenomenon, but it has worsened in recent years. Medical Superintendent Dr. Eric Kwame Dutu bemoans the infrastructural deficit of the hospital.
Tafu Government Hospital is very old, but infrastructurally, if you ask me personally, I will not call it a hospital.
According to Dr. Kwame Dutu, the congestion of the hospital forces them not to admit some patients.
Sometimes you need to turn some of the people away because you can't admit all of them.
We can now hear from a PR of HEFRA, Christabel Iramnuhoho, who sheds more light on the initial findings and the concerns surrounding Tafu Government Hospital's operations.
A team was dispatched to Tafu Government Hospital. It was a member delegation. I think they finished their assessment around 5. They've done their report. Their reports are yet to be so as and when it's ready, promise to share that report. I'm sure by tomorrow it should be ready. The Tafu Government Hospital has been licensed. It's been licensed as a primary hospital. For a primary hospital, our requirements are that the facility have about 40 beds, 3 doctors, and then 6 midwives. But then, based on our assessment, even before and now, Tafu has 60 beds, 31 doctors, and 84 midwives. So I don't want to preempt the report. Let's finish with the report and then based on what our assessors tell us, we'll get back to you. I don't want to conclude. I don't want to say it's bad.
But it is bad.
But then we can
it is bad, it. Isn't it?
I don't want to go ahead of the report.
All right, that was PR of HEFRA, Christabel Iramnu, who's responding to Join Us's Sick Hospital's expose. HEFRA essentially raising red flags over the Tafu Government Hospital now operating far beyond its licensed capacity as a primary facility. And good time to play this.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.